The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 13th day of August, folks, 2018. And we're kind of running an impromptu pledge drive today. I haven't yet involved the rest of the talk show hosts, but if necessary, I will bring them all in. And if need be, we'll just do what PBS does. We'll just do a tease for a few minutes per hour, and then the host will talk about pledging to the networks for the balance of their time on air, if necessary, if we have to do that. But people pretty much have the idea here, Steve, that in order to make this, we need to be augmented by your donations, and I never take any more than what is needed, ever. Only a fool does that. Talking about the global warming and YouTube, folks, this has been going on for some time. BuzzFeed News confirmed this was part of the company's ongoing effort to combat the rampant misinformation and conspiratorial fodder on its platform. Now, a little blurb from Wikipedia in the Encyclopedia Britannica appears under videos that call climate change into question, ensuring that the public knows, and I'm quoting, multiple lines of scientific evidence show that the climate system is warming. Now, Wikipedia entry says global warming, also referred to as climate change, is the observed century-scale rise in the average temperature of the Earth's climate system and its related effects. Multiple lines of scientific evidence show that the climate system is warming. I'm going to play a clip here from Fox, and this is Professor William Harper, Princeton University. He says there's a whole area of climate so-called science that's more like a cult. It's like Hare Krishna or something like that. They're glassy-eyed and they chant, it will potentially harm the image of all science. Well, this is a report, four-minute report on Fox News on the subject.
You know, John, when you hear, whenever you hear somebody say the science is settled, you know you're being lied to.
Yeah.
Science is always changing. There's new technique. There's new new equipments. There's new instrumentation. There's all kinds of new things. But if you ever hear the science is settled, you know you're being sold a lie big time.
Well, yeah. And there might, in fact, be something going on with the sun. But it's being put under the guise here of the human beings are doing it. Therefore, we've got to tax you to prevent you from doing this harm to the earth. Look,
I have yet to have any global warming theorists, these nut jobs. Actually, when I throw it at them, I ask them how much percentage-wise or how much do you think the sun plays a role in our weather down on earth? And they look at me like deer in the headlights. It doesn't even come to any thought of mind that the sun, our sun, determines our weather down on earth. So I guess they're wanting to convince us that our CO2 levels, we should all stop breathing so much, and that our CO2 levels accumulate, rise up in the atmosphere, make its way towards the sun, and change the thermodynamics of the sun, making it a hotter sun. Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. I mean, climate, there's a thin envelope of what we call atmosphere that surrounds this planet. I've been watching this recently, doing some research on Mars. Well, there's actually water on Mars, but what they don't have, they don't have much of an atmosphere. So most of the water has been pretty much dried up and blown away. We're living on this little marble, this little blue marble that's 75% of the surface is covered with water. And we're not talking puddle here, folks. We're talking, in some instances, miles and miles and miles deep. There's a whole lot of water. They're still debating exactly how the water got here. But the more they look into Mars, the more they're realizing that Mars was pretty much a sister planet to Earth. And it had water, and it had an atmosphere. And what I don't understand is that I've seen them back off of the green message. Now, we got a lot of people out there claiming to be green. But what I've seen the Audubon Society do, what I've seen a lot of other organizations do that used to be pushing, hey, plant a tree. What does a tree do? What does a blade, what does anything green do, Steve?
Well, it takes in CO2 and it produces oxygen.
Bingo. There you go. And we've had a declining oxygen rate on this planet. It used to be a lot richer, but it's been stable for a number, a long time. Let me just put it to you that way. Yeah. And if we've got a CO2 problem, well, then the same thing to do of what we can on the 25 or 30, some will argue 30% of the Earth's surface is land. Oh, well, the oceans produce most of the oxygen on this planet, but it can be supported and augmented and increased by having more green on the existing land. So why is it not being promoted to plant more trees? To have?
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
You know, I remember. Do you remember back in the 70s and early 80s, they talked about that 5,000 acres are disappearing every day on the Amazon? Do you remember that? Do you remember those commercials?
Yeah.
Should be gone by now, right?
You'd think.
Have you ever heard any of these tree huggers? Actually, when you bring that up, you know, you tell them a little bit of how it works, the photosynthesis, and how plants take in CO2 and they produce oxygen. And you make the suggestion, you know, if you really believe this nonsense that the planet is actually heating up and it's because of CO2, then you want to bring down CO2 levels. Why don't you plant more trees, you guys? And they look at you. They just look at you like, well, what are you talking about? I mean, but that goes against their agenda. And the agenda, of course, is a carbon tax. So they, sure. You can't. Down here in Florida, we're talking about mosquito abatement here. So you got enemies of the mosquito. Instead of spraying everything around here and killing everybody off in spray, you got a number of things you can do. You can actually bring about more bats that eat the mosquitoes.
We got tons of them here in Texas. I'd be glad to send you some.
Yeah, and you got bats, and you have this little minnow that actually they put in the lakes that can eat the larvae of the mosquitoes. You can increase the number of frogs, tadpoles to frogs. There's numerous things you can do to get rid of this mosquito problem, but, you know, this is the craziness of it, is that you have the solutions to a lot of problems, and they just don't even want to look at those.
Well,
the global warming nut people are just that same way, John. They don't want to listen to great ideas and solutions to problems because that goes far against their agenda.
Well, and as I said at the opening of the program today, that why doesn't the United States have a fleet of aircraft designed and standing by for one issue and one issue alone?
Right.
Water drops to fight fires. I mean, it isn't like, you know, we got states that almost burned down, for God's sakes. You know, California, out of the square miles that they have, I don't know exactly what's been destroyed in the last couple of years, but it is sizable. But I haven't heard of anybody come out with any ideas. And, you know, if this happens again, we need a grander, bolder strategy in which to combat this. I haven't heard it. You with mosquitoes and me with California burning down.
Yeah.
It's not in their lexicon. It is outside of their box.
Another example is, you know, if California really had a drought issue, well, you got ocean right there, desalination plants. You could actually build a desalination plant, and you'd never have a worry about water or droughts. There you go. But no, we're not going to do that. Why? I don't know. It's because we have an agenda, and that solution doesn't fit our agenda. So forget the desalination plants. Forget this. Forget that. Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep pushing on with our agendas.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I've heard many things about the desalinization, which is a process. It's not perfect. But I'll tell you what, you can take seawater, take the damn salt out of it, and you've got potable, drinkable water. And I've heard a million reasons why that's not being built. Well, why? Okay. Why? Nick in Arizona. Hello, Nick.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Good. What's on your mind, Nick?
You know, a couple things. Maybe the first thing, when I forget the name of the woman you mentioned in the beginning of the show, but I wanted to give my condolences. I'm right around that age, and I'm certainly not ready to go.
So. And neither was she, trust me.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I just wanted to call and kind of maybe encourage other listeners like myself. I mean, I've been listening to you since 2008, and I was one of the 56 that participated in the front site.
Good.
But despite all my listening, you know, I'm a little embarrassed to say that I've never donated before. And it's not because I didn't want to, but I'm far from a wealthy man, like I imagine a lot of people are. But I just got off a shift today, 11 hours, making $15 an hour, $10.99. I put in $30. It was the best I could do without being at home to look at my bank account to know exactly where I'm at. But
Nick, I was just handed your slip, $30, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I appreciate everything you guys do. I mean, you guys... amazing hosts, you know, great callers from Larkin, Texas, to Franklin, North Carolina, and so many others. I don't know how motivating I am, but I'm just trying to, you know, I'd love to have others pick up the phone that have been longtime listeners like I have and just donate a couple bucks, because if everybody gets together and does it, it'll make a huge difference. I mean, when I'm in the truck, I listen to you guys all day, every day, so I can't imagine you guys not being around.
Like I said, Nick, you couldn't sentence me to you might as well throw me in a solitary confinement in a cell someplace if I had to sit by and not have this network as an avenue for putting out the pertinent stuff that people need to know about. That would be a prison sentence for me for the rest of my days on this earth.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, how long have you been listening? How long have you been listening to the network, Nick?
Since 2008.
2008,
yeah.
Actually, so when you first started,
Infowars at first, and then you know, hearing about the battle got me looking into who the heck AJ was talking about, got me over to RBN, and I never went back.
Okay, so when you first started listening to RBN, you didn't know a whole lot, and now you're much wiser. You're a smarter kind of guy, right?
Oh, I definitely know quite a bit more. I mean, I was starting to become in tune to some of these things going on. I lost my house around 08, so I was a pretty unhappy gentleman at the time.
I bet.
And wanted to really figure out what was going on in this world financially and listen to RBN. I just, you know, learned about that and so much more, really.
So have you shared the information you've learned here at the network? Have you shared this information?
Yeah, I do all the time. I mean, one thing I need to work on sometimes is my delivery, but as I get older, I think it's much better.
Okay.
And I was my truck actually broke down today. A coworker came and picked me up, and I gave him you know, a pretty friendly earful for about 2 or 3 hours as we drove back.
and he didn't jump out the window?
No, it was amazing.
So you had a captive audience. Okay.
I did, yeah. At one point he closed his eyes, went to sleep, so I just put on the headphones and kept listening.
I guess. I got you. Hey, Nick, I appreciate your support, and I appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Definitely, yeah. Thank you, guys. And I'll try to, you know, it's on a weekly basis. I make a different amount every week, but I get paid weekly. And even if it's $5, $10, I'm going to try to start putting it on a weekly basis.
Well, Nick, I'll tell you what. You'd be surprised to know this, that 75% of this listening audience has never donated to this network.
You know, honestly, I wouldn't be that surprised because I was one of them. You know, I participated in the front sight thing because I'm a firearms enthusiast. But
you're a stand-up guy. You know what's going on, and you're upright, and you have the ability to walk and talk. Well, in your case, ride and bomb your fellow employee. You're doing what's required of all of us, really. I mean, you know, it sounds almost trite or trivial. But it really isn't. It really isn't. Because, you know, to plant that seed in somebody's head, I've had this over the years, over 26 years, I've had this happen repeatedly, where I'd had people come back to me and sheepishly admit, you know, you were full of malarkey. I knew it then, but then, you know, I'd listen to you just to, and all of a sudden, years later, they'd come back and go, you know, I hate to admit this, but you've been right.
No.
Yeah. Well, we're not interested in taking people down the wrong path. I'm interested in economy and force, making this thing as bloodless as humanly possible, to dump the democracy and all the asshats and get on with living. I mean, it shouldn't be that a government interferes with people's lives, and that is exactly what has happened. And now exactly. It's to the point where they're sitting by and they're watching, and I even hate to call it the alternative media. I will call it the media. Because I don't know what these other characters are doing, but
I like independent media. I think it has better connotation.
Yeah, I think I'll use that from now on, Nick. Yeah. Forget the alternative; it's the independent media.
Yeah, Farron and I had that talk. I told him about alternative is usually kind of odd, like alternative music. Yeah. So I like independent media myself.
Kind of like me and music and jazz.
Yeah. Hey Nick, real quick, did you get your training in for your? You got it in. How was it?
You know, I bought the training. I've yet to go there. I'm in Arizona. I'm in Phoenix, so it's just going to be a short drive for me, but sometimes it's hard to get away from the weekend, get someone to watch my dog, and need to save up a few pennies for some extra rounds. But I plan on doing a lot of it maybe by the end of this year or definitely next year, getting in a handful of times.
Well, I want to hear back from the listeners that took advantage of that, because that was unheard of. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be astounded once you start to take it. Here's what it really boils down to, Nick. How good do you want to be? Because you can be a rudimentary, I can break my weapon down, I know how it works, I know how to reload, I know how to hit the static target, or you can go full bore and be one of the most proficient people with a handgun or a rifle in your hands that's humanly possible. So it's up to... It's going to, and that's what I loved about this. Depends on people's need of what they wanted to accomplish. But if you wanted to be the Billy Bad Butt of planet Earth with a firearm and your ability to accurately hit your target, whether it be static or moving, and have the ability to survive damn near any scenario, that's going to be up to the individual, but it's going to be there for them to take advantage of.
Yeah, I kind of see it as the next evolution of my martial arts training. As I get older, guys just keep getting bigger and younger. So
yeah, you noticed, huh? Yeah, and you know what? Yep. Martial arts is a good thing, and specifically, it's good at disarming people, whether they have knives or guns. That's a tool. But if you're a few feet removed from the scenario, I don't want to bring a karate chop to a gunfight, because I'm going to tell you who's going to win.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was more of a judo, jiu-jitsu guy. Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I chime in on one more thing?
Go ahead.
So I was wondering your guys' opinion. I was watching, I was working at home on the computer this Sunday, and I was watching the so-called Unite the Right rally with Jason Kessler. He was extremely suspect to me.
Yeah.
But when I heard his speech, it wasn't all that bad. I mean, he was just trying, if you take him at his word, he was out there just trying to bring attention to stand up for, the sort of discrimination and blights that the whites are in this country right now. But
yeah.
I guess when I saw it was like the turnout was dismal. And it didn't really seem that he was uniting anyone, certainly not on the right. There was a whole truckload of Antifa out there. So I don't know. And going back to that whole alt thing, to me, kind of the alt-right, doesn't really mean they're conservative or even on the right. It almost seems like they're kind of on the left.
Well, here's the issue that I have. By putting white anywhere in this fight for freedom and liberty is a mistake. It is a mistake, because now you've got you're making divisions. You're making limited choices for people. You're either with them or you're with us. Well, I'll tell you what, they've done such a good job of demonizing if you're a white person, belong to an organization, that somehow that you're the new strain of the Ku Klux Klan, or white is right, brown you might be able to stick around, but if you're black, you're going to go back. This is an issue about freedom and liberty for all of us, and we need to defuse that which is fueling the Antifa or the socialist or communist movement in this country. They're taking full advantage of it. And getting too much traction. This isn't about black or white. This is about whether you're a free man or not, and that applies to everybody.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed. You there? Ed, go ahead.
Yeah, John?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, very good. I'll be getting a check out to you real shortly, John.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you put out, again, some very big information there, this MENA, Arkansas, with a couple of federal planes landing there. Like you seem to indicate, it's either a mop-up job or yep. They're there to do some investigation.
Well,
all Ed, the marbles here.
And Ed, if you think about this, why are the planes just showing up now? Do you think the Clinton Foundation has mm-hmm. had ample time to clean up loose ends?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John, think
I see
about
what
it.
You're saying.
If the NSA is doing their job and they're recording everything and they have documentation of everything we're doing and storing it, she could have destroyed all the information, all the corruption, all her trail of corruption. And you know who still has it, John? The NSA still has all the documents. That 37,000 emails that were deleted, they have those emails. They're not deleted. They have possession of those.
Yep. And in there,
yep.
The devil and the details are all in there.
Right. Yep. Yeah. We just got to get the intelligence agencies to actually do their job. For some reason, they're labile. I'm not sure what's going on with the intelligence agencies, but we've seen the FBI drag its heels. We've seen them collude with the DNC and others to bring down this president. And John, you mentioned Antifa. Now, just yesterday, all this stuff going on with Antifa, they verbalized their want, their request, their action to overthrow this government. That's sedition.
Yep.
Now it's time for Donald Trump to take the gloves off and say, you know what? That's sedition. You are an enemy of the people. You're trying to bring down the government. You're trying to divide this nation. You have now actually the opportunity to label them and take action, but label them what they really are, and that is a domestic terrorist organization, and go after them.
And the timing too. I like what Levant said, that these high tech media outlets, Facebook and all them, John, and you brought up a very interesting point that Twitter is backed off of Alex Jones, because of course he has the Donald Trump account. Twitter does, and so as Levant put it, if Donald Trump does not move now to bust these high-tech media trusts, they're going to bust him. And so, like you said, John, it's for all the marbles. But I did call about a particular thing. It's in line with the Unite the Right yesterday. I heard a one-time ABC News radio report, and this really sends a question mark about the integrity of those that put on this Unite the Right. I don't know who this fellow was. They did not identify him on ABC News. But, John, he said that the leaders, he said he was very disappointed when he showed up. There was a big guy from South Africa. Now, I know you've had Monica Stone on, and this big guy from South Africa was to get on stage to illuminate to the American people about the butchery going on against South Africaner white farmers. He was blocked by the leadership of this, according to this guy that ABC had on for, like I said, just for like an 8-10 second report. Never heard it again. Well, if that's true, why would the leadership, if they're not controlled opposition, block a white farmer nationalist from South Africa from speaking
to the American people?
That's
Ed,
why.
Ed, what did you hear me say before? The best way to control the opposition is to be the opposition, control it. In other words, you're at the head of the opposition groups, and you steer things a certain way. I, for one, would have liked to have seen the guy on there. Why was he not put on there? Why was he blocked? Who are these people that are actually putting this on? This is why we've always suggested. Now, this goes beyond many people's scope of even understanding. We've told people leaderless resistance. In other words, be yourself, be a human being, do your job, do whatever you got to do in your life. But this thing about joining organizations for political strength, or we're stronger in numbers, I prefer to see everybody operating in their own little theater, their own little way. So when the hammer falls, you don't eliminate entire groups of people. I just posted, by the way, and folks, I want you to take some time here, and I'll announce this before the end of the program. We're coming up on break here, Ed, but folks, I'm telling you, it's about situational awareness, about putting all your eggs in one basket. You got to be diversified, but you got to be knowledgeable. The people, the richest people in this planet, understand one thing. Yeah, their money is power. How did they get it? They got it through knowledge. Where did they get it? It doesn't really matter in the end game scenario where they got it. The fact is that knowledge is power. That's the supreme. That is the supreme equalizer. And they're setting out to control that. That should put out alarm bells, Ed, to just about anybody that's got two brain cells at synapse. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
A message from Dan Sutterfield, the guy that handled that front sight deal, and I am going to make an announcement tomorrow about that. I'll do it in the first hour of tomorrow's program while we have some people on hand here to answer the phone, but that's all I'm going to say about that right now. At any rate, retail collapse here are 2018's 57 biggest store closings. And as the retail apocalypse deepens, folks, more than 3,800 stores are expected to close across the country this year. Department stores like Kmart, Macy's, Sears, JCPenney, retailers including Best Buy, Payless, BCBG, I don't know what that is, Abercrombie and Fitch, and BB have decided to close dozens of locations. A new report by the real estate research firm Reese noted that shopping malls had not been this empty since 2012. The vacancy rate at regional and super-regional malls in the U.S. reached 8.6% in the second quarter of 2018, up from 8.4% in the prior quarter. Now, understand that this has been ongoing. This has been a slow roll of stores shutting down. They've tried for purposes of taxation to use this. Oh, well, it's, you know, it's Amazon, it's all these companies, people buying online. Well, it's only 10 to 12% of the market out there, the available market, that's shopping online. So where is the other 90 or 88%? Well, there's some, Steve, as you said earlier, there's some gaps here. There's some things that they ain't explaining to the people.
They get using that, George W. Bush used to say, fuzzy math, the numbers they're getting, because everything we're being told about the numbers, about the economy, the unemployment, everything we're being told when it comes down to a number is most of it's a lie, flat-out lie.
Well, and if you folks out there remember, Sean Hannity, he said it every single day on his program, every single day. There's 92 million people that are eligible to work that are out of work in this country.
Right.
I've yet to hear him. I've heard him pushing the government and Wall Street mantra. 3.6% unemployment, and there's 6 million jobs that need to be filled, but we can't.
Right.
In not even 2 years of Donald Trump here, are you trying to tell me that this guy is responsible for putting 88 to 90 million people back to work, that we have an unemployment rate of 3.5%?
Right.
No.
That's nearly a third of the population.
You're damn right it is.
So, I mean, our unemployment must be right around 22 to 25%, at least that.
It is exactly that.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. And why are we being lied to? Is this false bravado, fake it till you make it, to ease the fears of the people that are not loaning the money? Oh, that's right. They're not loaning the money. The interest people are not loaning the money.
Yep.
And when you see operations such as Chase Bank that will not hire a full-time person or only hiring part-time, kind of makes you go, hmm. The very people that are in on the takedown of this economy won't even hire a full-time person anymore.
Yeah. You know, John, I'm one of those guys that you have to see it. If you see it, then you believe it and understand it. And I've noticed I have a little indicator that every Christmas we've had like five years in a row, dismal retail years for Christmas. Is that about right, you think, about 5 years?
At least
5 years.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll go along with
we've
that.
So, you know, I look out there when the trash comes after Christmas. I used to see back when I was a kid, boy, those trash cans were just full of cartons, all kinds of packing, all kinds of stuff that you end up purchasing a lot of things in the store. And so you have the shell of it. It's going into the trash now, and we didn't have recyclable back then. But you would have these trash cans. They would just be full of just boxes from toys and everything you can think of. Well, I look at this every year after Christmas is over to see what people bought, what the purchases were. And you know what? There's very little. They really aren't buying much because they don't have the incomes to buy so much. Heat and electricity and these other things are really, really important, food on the table, but they don't have disposable incomes like they used to. And so I see this will be another dismal Christmas year. This is 3,800 closings, store closings. You're going to see more in the new year because everything we're being told about unemployment numbers and how the economy is doing well, it's very strong, and Wall Street is their big indicator how strong this economy is. Well, people, there's quantitative easing, there's plunge protection. That's your tax dollars that are being put back out there, given to high-end traders to manipulate, prop up their stocks to make it look like they're a profitable company. You are being lied to on every level on this economy. Every level you're being lied to.
Well, according to this story, now, here, folks, the beauty of experience, of knowing BS when you see it, is most important. The increased vacancy, according to this story, is simultaneously occurring while online retailing giant Amazon continues to acquire a more significant share of the consumption pie. Misnomer number one. According to Reese, the vacancy rate of malls could significantly jump over the next several years. Even Credit Suisse believes 25% of the shopping malls will shut their doors by 2022. That's more of an indicator of future economy than it is a shift in patterns of people's purchasing. As shoppers move online, it says, and traffic declines at the malls, New Jersey Advanced Media has provided a complete and startling list of the 57 biggest retail chains shuttering storefronts as of recent. Abercrombie & Fitch is going to close 60 more stores among the struggling sales and other closures in 2016 and 2017, 3 years continuing store shutdowns. There's an entire list, and it's all alphabetized, but I don't have the time to go through all of them. American Eagle announced in 2017 that 25 to 40 stores across the country would close, but so far it's 20 New Jersey stores and outlets have remained open. Ann Taylor, Dress Bar, Loft, Lane Bryant, Justice, Catherine's, and Maurice's announced plans to close 25% of the retail stores, about 250 locations. Banana Republic and The Gap. In September 2017, Gap Inc. announced it would close 200 Gap and Banana Republic stores over the subsequent 3 years. The company, however, said it plans to open 270 new locations for Old Navy and another outlet. Well, we'll see. Barnes & Noble. It said in 2013 it would close a third of its retail stores by 2023. These days, B&N has struggled to sell its Nook device and abruptly fired its CEO. More stores are shutting down. It's not expected to last a year. Best Buy. In March of 2018, Best Buy announced plans to shut down its small mobile phone kiosk, though no closures on the main stores have been announced, but they are going to make an announcement soon. Brookstone. The mall staple, known for its tech gadgets and massage chairs, announced plans to close 101 mall stores, including 7 locations in Jersey. Chico's said it would cut 240 jobs and close 120 stores. The Children's Place. March 2017, the Syracuse-based chain announced plans to close 300 stores by the end of 2020, upping the number from the previous plan to close 200 stores by 2017. CVS Pharmacy, they'll close up to 70 stores to save $265 million. Foot Locker, in March of this year, the store chain announced it would close 110 stores after closing 147 in 2017. GameStop, see if this one makes any sense. You got less money, you don't have money to go out and blow on dinner and movies and, you know, the other normal stuff. You can buy a game and sit at home and entertain yourself, but yeah, even GameStop sales are slumping. GameStop said in March of 2017, announced plans to close 150 to 225 locations. GNC, the vitamin and wellness chain people, plans to close 200 stores this year. Guess, and that's in Guess Jeans and whatever, in March 2017, earnings call, CEO of Guess announced 60 stores would close and that more would be shuttered in 2018. JCPenney closed its locations in the Rio Grande, Grand Plaza in Middle Township at Garden State Plaza in Paramus as part of a larger plan to shutter 138 stores across the country. Joseph A. Banks and Men's Warehouse, they're on track to close 250 stores. Kmart, which is part of Sears Holdings, will close stores in New Jersey. The company will close 42 stores across the country, including 7 in Clemington, Clifton, East Brunswick, and I guess these are, doesn't matter where they're at, the stores are closing. The Limited, women's clothing chain, closed all 250 of its locations in January. Lord & Taylor, the department store will close up to 10 stores through 2019, including Fifth Avenue location, in order to balance the brand's brick-and-mortar presence with its online channels. Macy's announced it's going to close 68 stores across the country, cutting 10,000 jobs after, as you mentioned, holiday sales. They were dismal. Mattress Firm, I said this the other day, the mattress retailer. It's one of the biggest out there, folks. It announced it's going to close 274 stores. Let me see. Office Depot, Payless. Here's a place you can go. This is where I buy my shoes because I don't have the money to go out and buy expensive shoes. Payless announced it would close stores and plans to shutter 400 locations across the country. Radio Shack, well, we know the story there. Sam's Club, they're going to be closing 63, and this is your warehouse, people, folks. You know, quantity and looks like a damn warehouse, and you shop, and it's cheaper. That's where people have been going, but they're still closing 63 stores. Fuzzy Math, Sears and Staples. Sears announced it's going to close another 62 stores this year. Staples, they plan to close 70 stores. Staples has about 75 locations in New Jersey. Starbucks has closed all but 379 of its Teavana stores. Toys R Us, well, you know, they're gone. Walmart, in early 2016, Walmart announced plans to close 154 stores. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, also that package store, too. Sam's, what, closed 63 of their big, one of those big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's Clubs. 63 of them closed immediately. That kind of freaked me out. Immediately, not phasing them out, but closed 63 of them immediately. That's huge.
Bill,
that's huge.
Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, can you hear me, John?
Yes.
You got it all wrong, both you and Steve. Just wait a few minutes and listen to the Trump phenomenon. He'll get you straightened out. Okay, everything's wonderful. In the world, in the economy, we have the smartest man that ever lived as President of the United States. Just look at the wonderful people that he's appointed to office. I mean, it's just incredible. So hang on for 15 minutes, and, you know, you'll feel much better.
Thank you for your call, Bill.
Any other calls there, John?
No.
You know, I learned something the other day. You know how we redefine the definition of is, thanks to Bill Clinton. I was watching this, reading over this Rick Gates on Paul Manafort. And I just found out something very interesting, how they've reworded, basically redefined the word of is, but embezzlement now. They don't have to use embezzlement. They have a new word here. They can say unauthorized transactions. unauthorized transactions, they're not going to use embezzlement any longer. They're going to go with, which sounds really nice. It's kind of, yeah, that sounds kind of nice. You know, it's just unauthorized transactions, but actually it's embezzlement. But it's funny how they can play with the words to make them not so quite so, you know, alarming and so devastating.
Yeah.
Embezzlement is now unauthorized transactions. I love that.
By the way, I would urge people to read this Manual for Organized Gang Stalking Operations. It has to do with COINTELPRO. It's an operation that has never shut down. Now it's being used in different ways. And by the way, NATO has just chimed in on the phony news. I hope you guys caught that story. That in Europe, they're going to be shutting down the conspiracy theorists. They're going to, the news fakers, the people that are not accurate, they're going to be shutting that down. That's NATO, folks. That's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization member countries going after people that are going online to try to warn other people. The fix is in. The hammer is about to fall.
Well, you know, I saw this coming a while back when the Holocaust deniers, we're not deniers, we're revisionists of actually what we were told, and much of what we were told was not the truth. And so, but you can't say that anymore, you know, and they're trying to find ways to throw people in jail who say, well, they have a different belief, a different take on the Holocaust itself. Well, it's pretty dangerous territory to go into to say that you don't even have a right to believe something different. You either believe the way we believe, or if you say it or put it on paper or you verbalize it, you can go to jail for it. Pretty amazing. Where's your freedom there? Where's your freedom of choice and the reason, your freedom to say, express yourself, to say, hey, you could be way off point, but where's your right, your freedom to say, hey, I'm not hurting anybody by believing something different, but they'll see it a totally different way. This is crazy.
Well, there's a story that illustrates just what you're talking about, that is not what is, or what you understand is. Mm-hmm. Left-wing media outlets Vox and ProPublica are defending the MS-13 gang with the release of a video and links to its reporting on the L.A.-based El Salvadorian gang. Well, it's not just L.A.-based. They're based all over the country. And there was a video posted on YouTube that said that we need to separate fact from fiction about MS-13. The video draws the ProPublica's Hannah Dreyer stories about the gang, which Breitbart News has reported, including her description of MS-13 thugs as mighty munchkins, and not reporting the gang's role in grisly murders and human and drug trafficking. So to hear Trump tell it, MS-13 is the shadowy gang that's organized across continents with major plans to disrupt the security of the United States border. And what I'm actually seeing is the gang is settling basically high school beefs. That's according to ProPublica's Hannah Dreyer. Yeah. Let me go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, and who organized these gang punks?
I'd say Soros is behind it. Soros behind it, probably.
They're a distribution network. Goes all the way back. In fact, it was the Lyndon LaRouche folks back in, I think, the early 80s. They nailed somebody, CIA Director Deutsch or somebody. They nailed them on the fact that the gangs were their distribution network. Okay, now... Peter Neese was on a few weeks ago, right, John? And Peter Neese mentioned a word, CUSIP. CUSIP, C-U-S-I-P. Steve, have you ever heard that word before, CUSIP?
I have, but I couldn't give the definition. Give us the definition. I've heard it.
CUSIP actually is, if you have a Social Security Trust Fund account, on the back of that card is a series of numbers, and there's a letter at the beginning. The letter identifies the regional FedRes bank that is the holder in due course of your what's called priority exemption account, your Social Security Trust Fund account that was created when they went ahead without any of our informed consent authorization pursuant to full disclosure. They simply hypothecated everyone's body name as a corporate entity, and it's sweat equity labor, which is a physical substance pledge. And so what they did is establish this system, but they didn't provide the process. They did not elucidate the statutory process by which we can access it. Well, now there is a group on YouTube by the title Meet Your Straw Man, HJR192, Mr. Shy, S-H-I, Dappins, D-A-P-P, that's Paul, and D is David, A, Paul, E-N, Nancy, S, Mr. Shy, S-H-I, Dappins, Meet Your Straw Man, HJR192. They explain it all. The priority exemption account is identified by the CUSIP number on the back of your Social Security card. Peter Neese just didn't have an opportunity to explain that. Nobody has had the presence of mind, apparently. We all have multi-million, hundreds of millions, if not billions, okay? We are the creditors. A guy that brought legal action as a law student at Georgetown, by the name of David Merrill, he's on YouTube. He explains it. We are the creditors. We're not the debtors. Our property is the collateral for all of this.
Yeah.
We need to call them on it via this process. I got to find my frickin' card. I don't know where the hell it is. And I got to get that number, and I'm going in. I'm gonna get an explanation. I'm gonna gain access to that sucker. And like I said before, everybody in the audience that's got a Social Security Trust Fund account, a priority exemption account, get that number. Use your brain power. Figure out to whom you should go. to gain access. And I'll leave it at that, okay?
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. By the way, everything goes right, and the time change hasn't shifted in Sweden. I should have Chris Bolin with me tomorrow, first hour.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, this
be
guy.
Be talking 9/11?
Be talking about different things. 9/11 okay. Included his book entitled The War on Terror. Man.
Sounds good.
This guy... He's damn good at what he does.
Yeah, he spent some time away. They put him away for a while, didn't they?
No, they tried to.
Yeah,
he spent a little time in jail, but got out of it because it was phony anyhow to begin with.
Right.
At any rate, before I take another call, let me remind you folks: we need your funds and we need them now. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button at the top takes you to the PayPal page. You do not have to be a member of PayPal. All you need is a credit card or debit card in order to make a donation. Please avail yourself of that platform to do so, or call the network. Secretary's gone, so you got to dial the extension 3 at 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Or here's our mailing address. RBN. 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Mail your donation in, check, money order, FRNs wrapped in foil. We are not particular. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, Steve, yesterday was a great show.
Oh, I'm thank really you. Appreciate that.
Smart meter.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing I have to bring up, besides the economy, why these malls are closing is because of crime. Nobody looks at that. I used to be one of those shop till you drop kind of women. And I used to go to Genesee Valley in Flint. And people said, oh, it's too crime-ridden. You can't go. It's not safe. I used to go to another mall. And they'd say, no, it's too crime-ridden. I mean, all the malls I used to go to have too much crime now. So I stopped buying at any of those malls.
Yeah, but that's not the reason why these malls are shutting down, because the good people want to stay away from the criminals. It's the fact that the criminals are taking over. They just love a vacuum. And the main reason why these malls are closing, as Steve said it succinctly and clearly, it's the disposable income.
Right.
And if you've got a choice between your heat or your light or your water or your rent payment or your mortgage payment, whatever the case may be, you're not going to go out and spend your mortgage money shopping at a mall. It just ain't going to happen.
And you got kids in college, you know, all expenses.
I'm just saying there's another factor. There's other factors also.
Yeah, that's one of the contributing factors, but by and large, not the main reason. Laura, I've got to run. We're out of time. Thanks for your call. And again, folks, please support us. We're one of the last standing Mohicans that haven't compromised. We haven't slid that scale, so to speak. We stand our own ground, and we stand proudly for this constitutional republic, and all the rest of it be damned. Steve, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, sir. And with the good graces of the Lord above and a good Texas tailwind, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for being here today. Remember what I said, 75% of you do not contribute to that network. Come on, folks. Please.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.